Hi, I'm James Schillinglaw. I'm here at Iberostar Selection in Cancun, and we're here at the Coral Level, which is kind of the upscale resort within a resort. And this is really one of the first fam trips for travel advisors that has gone out. And I'm here with Mabel Rodriguez, who is with Ruby's Travel, who's based in New Jersey, but you are actually in Staten Island. We're going to talk to Mabel a little bit about her experience, because unfortunately she's leaving today. I just got here, so I don't know anything about the resort. You're going to have to tell me what's the best part of it, and you're going to find out all about that and more on Insider Travel Report. Now, Mabel, first of all, tell us a little bit about Ruby's Travel.
Ruby's Travel is home-based in Wayne, New Jersey. I've been working for Ruby's Travel for 5 years. This is my second career. I enjoy doing vacations for people and booking vacations with them one-on-one basis. That's the difference between a travel agent and a agent online.
Okay. And how long have you been a travel advisor?
5 years.
5 years. And obviously now, is this your first fam trip back?
No. This is the, after
COVID.
Oh, yes. This is our first, yes, it is.
So here we are at the Coral Level. Tell me a little bit about this so I can try to experience it on my own. What are some of the highlights of this resort in your experience?
Okay. So the highlight on this resort is very safe. The staff and the Iberostars really doing a good job implementing the safety measures that they have. The staff is wearing their masks. They have the disinfectant liquid at all stations. The buffet is not self-service.
That's the only food I've had so far is the buffet, and it was plexiglass.
Covered with plexiglass, which is a very good thing, and so there's no mistakes and someone breathing over the food. The rooms are very inviting. I love the colors. It's the turquoise. Well, maybe because we're in the coral section, but it's a lot of turquoise. The room is white. The pillows are very comfortable.
And then they got that big coral design in the back, right?
Exactly. Yep.
I've seen that. Okay. No, they're beautiful rooms. It's a fairly new resort. And we are, in Cancun on a great beach, right?
Yeah, the beach is very nice. They clean. At 5:30, 6:30 in the morning, they are out there sweeping the beach and cleaning the sands. They're out there cleaning the pools, they're disinfecting all the chairs, they're spraying all the golf carts. They really are doing a great job. So I'm not afraid. I'm really safe.
Now, what was your favorite dining experience from all the restaurants here?
So I've eaten in all the restaurants except for the hibachi because it wasn't available. But my favorite was the Italian. Yeah, the Alfredo creamy spaghetti was delicious.
And I think they have a Mexican, they have a steakhouse, they have a American bistro. They got a lot wide selection, plus sort of that buffet we mentioned earlier, which is the only thing I've tried so far. And it was all in your, you felt very safe and the food was good.
Very safe, the food was very tasty. Actually, there was one of the young girls that we're with, and she didn't want anything on the menu, and they actually accommodated, and they uniquely made something for her. So she asked for pasta with penne and vegetables, and they made it for her. It wasn't something that was on the, so they accommodated her.
That's great, and they are very accommodating here and very welcoming. I mean, I've felt that way, and even previous visits before COVID, that the Mexican staff at all these wonderful resorts is really great. Now, who would you recommend this resort to for your clients?
I would recommend, I have a big clientele, and I have folks that like to party, and I have folks that like to just relax. I would send my clients that want to relax, put their hands on, and feet in the sand, and just really have the relaxing of the experience, because although they may not do a spa treatment, but this hotel includes the spa treatments, not the spa massage, but all the amenities in the spa, they can use it.
Have you tried it yet, the spa?
Not yet.
Okay.
Not yet.
And you're leaving today, though, right?
No, I'm leaving tomorrow at 5 in the morning.
Oh, so you won't get a chance. So you have to come back, right?
Exactly. That'll be a perfect excuse.
So was this a pretty good first fam trip post-COVID?
Yes. Yes. And it was very good. The airplanes were fine. The airports were fine. And this resort was amazing. It really is.
We were talking that earlier with your colleague, Lenore, about how the whole airline experience was good, the airport experience was good, and then it's not that far to get to from the airport from here.
No, it's in the very beginning. When you come out of the airport, you're going up north, so you are like 10 minutes away from the airport, 10, 15 minutes. If you go down south, it's going towards Riviera Maya, but this resort is in a great location.
And it's also, again, on a beautiful beach with pools and all the facilities. Well, Mabel, thank you very much for telling us a little bit about that. You're giving me some clues about what I got to enjoy the next few days, but it's great that you're back doing these fam trips and really exploring these properties for your clients.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you.
I am James Schillinglaw, and this is Insider Travel Report.